Soybean oil spreads. I decided to stay away from horses and stick with the markets, where at least I thought I understood what was going on. So as the lumber market dried up, my business changed. I gradually moved my business away from the floor and started handling more speculative customer business from upstairs, trading from a quote machine and doing more general futures business instead of just lumber. I started opening some speculative accounts and getting my lumber accounts interested in trading other markets too. With this change in my business, I needed some help. I knew a lot about the lumber market, but not too much about other markets. An old friend of mine, Kirby Smith, had also joined this regional firm. This was the old pay someone who knows routine. I knew Kirby from my days at the other regional firm, and we had kept in touch. I had always been impressed with the depth and breadth of his knowledge of the markets. He just knew stuff that I didn't know. It was a classic case of anybody who knows more than I do must really be smart because I know I'm pretty smart. Kirby was brilliant. He really knew what he was talking about in a lot of markets, particularly the grain market. In the summer of 1982, Smith started focusing on the soybean market. The beans had been in a bear market since 1979. Kirby had this really big thing for soybean oil. Soybean oil is made from crushing soybeans into oil and meal. He was talking about how the supply of bean oil was getting tight. There would be a shortage and the price was going to go straight up. Now, all I knew about soybean oil was that it was used to make mayonnaise, and as far as I could see, there were plenty of jars of Hellman's on the shelf at the grocery store. But as I said, Kirby was brilliant. He knew all there was to know about this market. Pretty soon I began to learn a lot about it too, and I started following the soybean market very closely. In early 1983, we started building bull spread positions in bean oil. We were bullish, so we were long the nearby month of soybean oil and short a deferred month. If there was a shortage and supplies got tight, the nearby month price would go up more than the deferred month, and we would make money. As always, when I started to believe in something, I really believed. I called everybody I knew and told them our story about soybean oil and told them to get involved so they could make some money. If you even thought you knew my name, you had bean oil spreads on. I called everybody, my brother, traders, friends, customers. My secretary heard me tell the story on the phone so many times, she even opened an account and put 5 spreads on for herself. The neat thing about these spreads was you didn't have to put up any initial margin. They were marked to the market at the close of each day, so you had to cover any paper loss, but it didn't require any money to open a position. That enabled us to build up big positions. And I mean big positions. So big that one day the Chicago Board of Trade called to inform me I had exceeded the speculative position limit of 540 spreads. They made me sell out to the point where I was holding only 540 spreads. So not only did I have on 540 spreads, but there were another 700 spreads among all these other people to whom I had told our story.